If you're listening to us from Spotify, Apple, or any other podcast site, you may have noticed that our first few episodes aren't there anymore. We've decided that we're no longer paying to host on those podcast streaming services, but we're still hosted on YouTube and Rumble. So subscribe to us there if you want to check out the rest of our episodes. And now on with the show.
This is Unboxing, a segment where Jess and I discuss some of the more nuanced and finer details within the world of gaming and brewed beverages. There are a lot of cogs and gears that turn within both these great passions, and we cover them here by unboxing them. For today's topic, we chose something a little less technical, but a lot more thought-provoking. What board games might make for a good movie or TV show? The world of movies and television have taken a crack at just about every medium out there, yet the one medium left almost entirely untapped is the world of board games. The only exceptions I could think of are the movies Clue and Battleship. So might this be the next wave of films and television shows we see once the current comic book inundation finally, and hopefully, dies away? Now, it's no surprise that Hollywood has a way of absolutely destroying films based on intellectual property. It likely won't be any different with movies or shows based on board games, but we thought it would be fun to beat their writing teams to the punch. So, with a few rules in mind, most obviously no game already based on a film or show, and trying to avoid games that would really need a lot filled in to make it work, like abstract games and whatnot, let's unbox what board games we think might make for good movies or television shows.
So, Bryce, we've thought long and hard about our lists, and we gave ourselves each a limit of five.
We have five.
What do you got?
All right. So, I have three for movies, two for television. I'll talk about the first one. This one, I absolutely would love to see a movie made out of it, because I think the movie is already basically written within the game. I don't think you'd have to do much to alter this one or add to this one. And that is Cthulhu Death May Die. Now, this is one of my favorite board games ever. It's made by, was it CMON? I don't know how they pronounce it, but it stands for Cool Mini or Not. And in the game, you play as a team of investigators slash mercenaries, and you are running around the world of Cthulhu, the Lovecraftian world, trying to stop cultists from initiating rituals that will bring Cthulhu to life and destroy the entire planet. I think the artwork is great and the storyline is even better. Like I said, the story is basically written out for you. You have all sorts of different Lovecraftian monsters, including Cthulhu himself, getting on the board. People are running around. They're sacrificing themselves in the name of stopping this horrific ritual from taking place. The game has basically written the movie all on its own. I would go to theaters and see this. This is kind of like an action slash thriller. I hate going to movie theaters because movies today are so crappy, but if you just stayed true to Lovecraft, if you stayed true to the game, I think you would get a really good film out of Cthulhu Death May Die. That's my first choice.
You know, I think that's a really good one. And one of the great things about that game is that there's a whole lot of different storylines in there. So it would really lend itself well to a franchise of several movies.
It honestly could. And the other thing I like about it, I'll mention, is it's dark and it's gritty. And I like those kind of films. And so I think this game was just tailor-made for a movie, in my opinion. And I would love to see it.
Yeah, I would definitely watch that. So my first pick is Deus, which is a tableau builder, engine builder, which I know kind of seems like a weird one for a movie, but it's about building a civilization and you kind of make sacrifices to the gods to get different favors and advantages in your civilization. So I see it as kind of a political intrigue, like Game of Thrones kind of thing, where you're making deal with one god over here and somebody else is colluding with this other god over there, and things are happening.
You know what? I would definitely be interested in that movie if the gods played more of a role in the movie than they do the game. Because I like Deus, but one of my critiques of Deus is the gods aren't really as involved as you want them to be. So if they could make that a part of the film, oh yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you'd have to use, well, you'd have a lot of creative license to really build the characters in the civilizations. But I imagine the gods playing a big role in that story.
So is that the movie or a TV show?
You know what? I feel like it could be either one, but right. Probably more of a TV show, actually.
I can definitely see that being a 5-season chronicling of, like, you know, ancient cities being built in favor of the gods stuff. That's a good one. I would watch that for sure. So moving on to my next pick, this is another film I would like to see, and that's the game Windward. And this would make a great sci-fi fantasy adventure film. In the game Windward, you play a captain of a airship, and you're collecting gas from this giant gas planet in order to fuel colonies scattered all throughout the planet, like these big floating colonies in the sky. And you're also hunting these big whale-like creatures, because that's where a lot of the gas gets extracted from. I know that sounds way more immature than it actually is. But yeah, you're hunting these things, you're collecting gas, I think you pirate from each other. I think it would be a great adventure film to watch on the big silver screen. Windward would be my second pick for a film.
Yeah, that is something I think I would watch.
Well, because you could have, like, you know, crew betraying each other, overambitious captain. You could throw all sorts of things in there within the premise of, like, this big sky world and all these airships. And it's a very steampunk kind of game, so that can translate into film really well, I think.
I would agree with that. So my second pick is Dungeon Derby, which is a game where you play a patron at a kind of racetrack, and this racetrack is in a dungeon, and the people racing, or not people, the creatures racing are these different kinds of monsters, and you're just betting on the results of the race. And I can see this sort of seedy underground betting community over this really gritty, scary sport with these monsters that are, maybe they're captive and they're not there voluntarily, or maybe they are, I don't know. I could see that being a very interesting TV show.
Yeah, I would definitely watch that. I like that game, too. That's a good one. It's one of the few board games you could, like, put money on. Like, you could put money on any board game, but it's, like, designed to put real money on it. And yeah, you're right. You could do a lot of character development there.
Well, I mean, it's designed to put fake game money on it.
Yeah, but you could put real money on it.
You could, yes.
But yeah, no, that is a TV show. You're right. Like, developing the characters, the people betting, the people who own the creatures racing could have a real rollerball effect. Have you ever seen that movie from the 70s?
No, I haven't seen that one.
It's about this, like, corrupt sport that everybody loves and everyone's into. You could really get some of that going in there. That would be a good one. All right, so number three for me, and this is another film, Hako Ona. This is a horror board game. It's got a Japanese horror theme to it. Hako Ona stands for Girl in the Box. If you're a fan of our YouTube channel, you saw us do a video on this in, like 2 Halloweens ago?
Yeah, something like that.
Hako Ona is about people who go into this haunted house to try to solve the mystery of why it's haunted. This girl in the box, she was stuffed in there many, many years ago, and now her vengeful spirit eats people who come into the house. I think you could do a really good Japanese horror interpretation of a board game based on Japanese horror. I mean, it basically writes itself. People enter the house. They're searching to solve the mystery of this girl in the box to try to put her spirit at rest. And she does really horrific, awful things to hunt these people down. And as they die, like in the game, they become vengeful spirits of their own. And so as the team of people dwindles, you're haunted more and more by these vengeful spirits. Some of them, you know who these people are. They just died recently. And so there's some psychological torment there going on. I think it can make for a great horror film. And that's why I chose Hako Ona as a game I'd like to see made into a movie.
Yeah, that's a good pick too.
You could get really scary with it. I mean, I know, like, we've kind of overdone it in America with, like, movies like The Ring and whatnot, but I think if you stayed true to the game, again, it writes itself, I think.
Oh, yeah. I think that one could be really well done. So my third pick is Otis. And Otis is a game that takes place in a post-apocalyptic future world where it's all water. Water world.
In a world covered in water, Kevin Costner saves the day. I don't know. Never mind.
So it's not Kevin Costner, but it is a water world. And you are playing as this deep sea salvage crew. And so you have divers and you have traders and everyone has a different role. And what I can see being interesting about this as a TV show is seeing these interpersonal relationships with these different divers as they're dealing with this world and trying to just make it through and survive.
Yeah, that would be a pretty cool show. It's actually a very underrated game. It's in my top 10 for sure.
I would agree. I really enjoy that game.
Yeah, not a lot of people talk about Otis. We probably should do a feature on it because that game came out with just 4 or 5 years ago and it just got completely overlooked and not enough credit. Maybe if it was a TV show, it would get the credit it deserves because it's really well done. So this next one, my fourth pick is a tie between Scythe and It's a Wonderful World because they essentially do the same thing. You would essentially tell the same story. It just depends on what setting you want. So Scythe takes place in an alternate universe just after World War I. And people of Europe are trying to put together the pieces from the destruction of World War I. And it's an alternate universe because in this universe, World War I was fought with these giant robotic mechs, these big killing machines of war and destruction. And so people of Europe are trying to put the pieces back together and they've broken off into these different factions. And their goal is to generate resources and become the strongest faction using their influence and these war machines as relics of war to do so. And It's a Wonderful World. It's essentially the same thing, but in the future, like far off into the future. You play somebody who is building an empire by gathering resources and then building things in order to make those buildings work for you to give you more resources so you can build further. So it depends on what setting you want to see. Whichever one you pick, I think you kind of get the same TV show out of it. People trying to put the pieces together. You have people at the top making moves. You have people at the bottom suffering from the consequences, interpersonal relationships. People move up, people move down. Whatever, the graphics are amazing, but that's the TV show you would essentially see with either Scythe or It's a Wonderful World.
Yeah, I think I would watch either version of that. My next pick is Isle of Cats. So picture this, an island full of cats. Only the cats are magic and wise and noble and I think they talk. I'm not really sure if that's like specifically true in the game, but in my mind, the cats talk.
I completely forgot this was like the story to the board game because the game has nothing to do with any of that.
Oh yeah, it's a polyomino game, but the rule book actually has a backstory in it. And in the backstory, there's this evil Lord Vesh, I think he's called, and he's coming to kill all the cats and burn everything down, and you're trying to save the cats and get them off the island. So you're in the game, you're just trying to fit them into your boats, and they're all weird little shapes, and so it's like a little puzzle. But in the movie version in my head, you're saving the cats, but they're stubborn and they're smart and they're like, I don't want to go with you, who are you? And it's literally herding cats, and I want to watch it as a movie.
I totally forgot that was the premise of the game. Yeah, because when you open up the rule book, it's like there's this evil dark lord coming to get all these cats. What a weird premise.
Yeah, well, I love it.
And this would be a movie for you?
I would watch the shit out of that movie.
Yeah, that makes more sense to be a movie. Probably like a animated movie?
Yeah, I would imagine it being animated, yes.
For sure. Yeah, if you've never played Isle of Cats, give that rule book a read and you'll be like, what the fuck is happening here? Compared to like what the game is. That's awesome. Okay, so my final pick for a TV show I would like to see, After the Empire. In After the Empire, you play a group of people who have just got done with, I think, being ruled by the Romans. I think it takes place right around like 500-600 AD. And you're trying to put your kingdom together after the Roman Empire has fallen. and you are constantly protecting yourselves from invading hordes who are just coming and grabbing your resources and knocking your towers down and doing all the bad things. I think this would make a good TV show because you see a lot of shows about ancient Rome, you see a lot of medieval shows, but you don't see that in-between period too often. Like, what would all those empires do once they are no longer under the protection or command of the Roman Empire? They would be in some deep, serious shit from all these Viking hordes and German hordes that would be looking to ravage their town. And again, it's a TV show, so we're talking interpersonal relationships, somebody fighting for maybe the top spot now that the empire is gone. All the while, you have these great action sequences of competing hordes and tribes coming in trying to take resources and the backstabbing that would go on in that. I think it would make for a great TV show that doesn't require magic to make the medieval setting work.
I think you might be onto something there.
Now, if you wanted to, you could take a page out of Game of Thrones and show a lot of nudity, which I wouldn't mind, but you don't have to. And that's the point why I think this would make a good TV show. You wouldn't have to follow all the rules of medieval television to tell this story because, again, the game basically writes the story for you. You just have to plug characters into it and make it work.
Yeah, but I mean, I think it would have to follow the spirit of the game in that there has to just be every time you build something, it gets destroyed.
Well, yeah, that's how you build and destroy your characters, for sure. Because in the game After the Empire, like Jess said, as soon as you build something, by the time you get around to that action phase, your soldiers are going to die, your tower's going to collapse, and that would create some real conflict between characters who maybe made alliances or were counting on somebody. Yeah, you could get a good 5 seasons out of that, for sure.
Oh,
with
yeah.
Nudity, or without.
Either way. My last pick is No Escape. No Escape is a maze-building game. So you're laying out tiles and creating a pathway. And what you're trying to do is create a maze that your opponents can't escape while they're doing the same thing to you. And whoever gets out first is the winner. Everyone else just dies. And so I imagine this as a kind of thriller horror movie where you're stuck in some kind of experimental space shuttle or something, and only one person can get out alive.
Yeah, I'd watch that for sure. I think there's a lot you could do with it. What I like about No Escape is there's no threat of like alien hordes. It's basically just people being absolutely shitty to each other in order to get out. I think you could really do a lot with that.
Yeah, I do imagine some kind of evil overlords who are forcing the people to compete for their own survival.
Yeah, that would be cool. So like they're watching it through cameras or whatnot, like almost like an experiment maybe, or they just do it for shits and giggles.
Yeah, something, I think experiment, shits and giggles, maybe they're betting money on it.
Yeah, that would be cool. And you said this would be a film?
I would see it as a film, yeah.
I agree. This would make an interesting film. So there you have it. Those are our 5 picks apiece of what we think would make a good TV or movie based on a board game.